Shalom, precious saints of God. I'm Reverend Sheila Crawford of Shofar Ministries. We are going to get right into tonight's program due to not much news of any significance for us. And we have a lot to say tonight about transhumanism, a topic not often discussed, but really falls into line with Daniel 12, verse 4, where knowledge is certainly exploding. And we're going to give you some other pertinent end time scriptures. Also, I want to say this Friday, we will be showing a DVD on this very subject at Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland at 7 p.m. So tonight, we'll set the stage for that. And one more thing. I still need to emphasize that donations are seriously low. If you even just a little bit appreciate this program, then please consider partnering with us. You can send your love offering along with your prayer request to P.O. Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021, or through our webpage, shofarministries.net. Now, stay with us. The Shofar Ministries Hour continues right now.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless the name of the Lord, and good evening. You are listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour live on Christian Radio, 1220 AM, and the World Wide Web, WHKWradio.com. My name is Ken Littlejohn, your co-host with our steadfast Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. And I always like to remind our listeners about our website, shofarministries.net. Should you want to re-listen to this program or any of our other programs, all archived for your learning pleasure. And hopefully to share with others. Sheila, will you open the program tonight in a prayer?
Absolutely. Lord, we come to you this evening in humility of such an awesome, great, and very patient God, knowing soon that judgment on all the world is coming, and we are already focusing that lens, seeing every day more clearly. Necessary events are coming to fulfill your word. May those who are called by your name also stay steadfast in our missions of proclaiming truth and be ready to give godly answers to anyone who asks. We earnestly pray for the requests that have come in this month, especially for all the salvations of loved ones. May you send ambassadors to their softened hearts and be with us tonight and bless with abundance those tuning in to hear the study of your word.
Amen. And the phone lines are open if you have an end time question, especially concerning this topic tonight, 888-677-WORD. Or you can email the program live at shofarlive@yahoo.com. And Sheila, what's our topic for tonight's program?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. That I know you already know. We've talked a lot on how Satan is trying to destroy the family unit, and is succeeding as part of the prophetic end times where we're seeing evil waxing worse and worse. We have also, especially in our six-part Jude study that I did in May of 2013, we've often talked about how Satan's fallen angels tried to corrupt the entire population in Noah's day by mixing their seed or their DNA with the pre-flood humans, and almost succeeded except for eight people, because God stepped in to save mankind through Noah's family, who were with the who were the only ones actually who had not been defiled.
Sheila, you'd mentioned the seed of Satan. I wonder how many actually know that, and isn't that scriptural?
Yes, way back in the beginning in Genesis, God was speaking to Satan after Eve's disobedience, and he says this. He said to Satan, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He," speaking of Jesus, "shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now, the word for seed is zerah, which is 2233 in your Strong's Dictionary. And it actually means offspring or posterity. Now, we know women don't have seed, but God placed his seed in Mary, who descended from Eve, as we all have. So basically, God was prophesying the virgin birth. But what I'm really trying to show is that Satan does have a seed, because God said so.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes the Genesis 6 account of fallen angels mating with women a little more believable.
Sure.
And I know it's a hot topic, and I know that some do disagree. And that's okay. You know, we're allowed to. But as I said, we covered a lot of that in the Jude series. It took us 6 weeks to do it.
And I know this is hard to grasp, but some are becoming more and more believable as we see these days unfolding.
And you know what else is on the rise? Bestiality. It's a horrible thing, but you see, Satan and his demonic entities are trying anything they can to corrupt the human DNA by possessing some of the unrighteous with very lustful appetites, to even lie with animals.
And the Bible addresses this, right?
It absolutely does. In fact, just one of the verses say, whoever lies with an animal shall surely be put to death. And if you're taking notes out there, those scriptures are Exodus 22:19, again in Leviticus 18:23, and also in 20:15. And Deuteronomy 27:21. So that he addresses it quite often. So I'm sure it had to be a problem back then as well. But why wouldn't it be?
Well, that's a pretty heavy proclamation.
Because Satan was always Satan.
And apparently it's always been practiced.
That's right. Evidently. But I don't know. I wonder, is it much more now? I'm really not sure, since I haven't been around for 6,000 years. But there are many hieroglyphic drawings on ancient walls in Egypt that picture half man and half animal. Usually the head is the animal, and then they were worshipped as gods, which is what Satan ultimately demands and will.
You know, it makes me wonder if the Greek mythology was really a myth after all.
I know, a lot of people have said that.
You know, and soon Satan, through the Antichrist, will openly be worshipped during this 7-year tribulation.
Well, at least the last half of that, 7
mm-hmm.
years.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
So, Satan wants to corrupt as many as he can, so they will worship him, because that is the one thing that he wants, because he knows that's what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, he wants it too.
Because
he wants to be as God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And isn't it amazing that even in the Walt Disney children's cartoons, we see a love-like relationship between humans and animals. Probably didn't pay any attention to that because it appears harmless, but there's an agenda behind all that. And it, like, for instance, the Beauty and the Beast,
mm-hmm.
you know. We even see the Little Mermaid as half human and half fish. Way back in 1960, Disney put out a movie called Fantasia. And they definitely had half human and half animals in that. And then you think of Spider-Man, giving you the impression that he's part spider.
mm-hmm.
And I think there's other things, too.
Well, apparently Narnia movie had a half animal, and they said that they were God. But getting back to that spider topic, I think I recall hearing Tom Horn talk a little bit about a goat mixed with a spider and the DNA from a spider to produce silk.
Oh, because that makes sense, because everybody likes silk, right?
So, yeah, I just made me think of that, you know.
Wow.
So there's a lot of the...
That's happening. And you know what? A lot of this is going on, and we don't even know most of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every once in a while we get a little bit here, a little bit there, just to, I think, help to ease us into it.
Right.
You know? And what about the Katy Perry video that we've talked about before, about her being half animal? She ends up with the legs of a deer walking at the end
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Boy, what a great role model, isn't she? And look at her now. She sold her soul for fame, by the way, and I think I even heard
she's doing the Super Bowl, right?
On an interview. Yes, she's doing the Super Bowl, and she says it's going to be spectacular.
Ought to be interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, I always want you to look at this picture.
I'd rather not. It's kind of ugly.
I know it's kind of ugly, but, you know, I think it's pretty amazing. I have this picture here, and it is a picture of what they call a chimera, a so-called chimera, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the name that they give it because it's part human cells with pig and bear cells.
Ugh.
I know, it's just awful, but I got to tell people because it's happening. And as you're looking at it, it looks gross, and you can see it. By the way, if you want to look it up, if you want to see it, it's on thinkgene.com. And that's gene, G-E-N-E, as in genes.
Right, right.
You know, thinkgene.com. And you can search for it on that. But I guess, honestly, what I'm trying to tell you is that this is really going on. And it probably started with cloning many years ago. And actually, I have a quote here from a Dr. Eli, who is part of this mixing.
Yeah.
And he says this.
What's he say?
He says, "This is quite an accomplishment for which I have great confidence." Okay, he's talking about this picture, I guess. He says, "This is quite an accomplishment for which I have great confidence will lead to continued advances in human animal chimera production."
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's people out there that really want to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of reminds me of As in the Days of Noah.
Absolutely it does. History repeats itself, doesn't it?
You know, if you
maybe in a different way, but basically.
If you don't have a foundation in the Word, you probably wouldn't know that.
And you know what? That's what this program is about.
Right. So here we see the cloning and mixing of the seed.
Actually, cloning wasn't mixing of the seed, but that's what they're doing now. Well, cloning was just the cells, and a cow would still be a cow.
Okay.
Yeah. But this trans...
Maybe when you cross kind.
Yes.
That's where you start to get into the mixing of the seed then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, thanks for setting me straight on that. Well, and then, of course, most think it's harmless until you look at the agenda.
Oh, I know.
That's behind it.
Right, you have to look behind the scene. And getting back to Walt Disney again, you know, he was a 33-degree Mason.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to even say too much more about that. Just know if you want to do your own research, you can find out about him on YouTube and about how many subliminal messages he put in the cartoons. It's pretty amazing. Actually, we saw a lot of the PowerPoints that I had actually a couple weeks ago at Just Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing. But they're there. It's easy to find. But back to the topic, as it is so easy, by the way, to kind of lead off or sway to some other related things, because there's so much evil out there, and it's filtering into almost every aspect of our lives. But, again, we need to stay on the topic of Satan's goal of corrupting human DNA. Scientists have, right now, the technology to change the gene pool. And, again, it's called...
Well, it's the goal. It's the goal of transhumanism, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the goal of the transhumanist.
That's true.
Change the gene pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, we saw that in Genesis 6 with the fallen ones.
Mm-hmm. If you want to believe it, which I do.
I do.
I believe in the little interpretation of the Bible.
I do, too. And, you know, Ellie, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that are looking at this stuff, and they're saying, hey, listen, these examples that are being dug up. The heads.
The archaeological findings. Skulls, the bones are so big. And
the eye
sockets. Well, we know there were giants because the Bible says so.
Right.
And that's something that at least you can know that the Bible says there was giants, so there were giants.
Right.
Okay.
And they have the evidence to show that.
That's right. So, again, we cover a lot of that. In fact, most of it quite heavily in Jude 6.
Right.
I mean,
last year's program.
The sixth part, Jude, back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a statement from a reporter, and his name is Michael Snyder, who has interviewed a few of these transhumanists, and he says in his article, this is what he says, just a few decades from now, transhumanists believe that superhuman powers and extremely advanced life extension technologies will allow them to essentially become like gods. Like gods. Isn't that the lie?
That's Genesis 3:5.
That's right.
Where Satan said that you will be like God.
That's right.
That's the oldest lie in the Bible.
I know.
The oldest lie.
And they're still falling for it.
That's the oldest lie.
Well, because they don't read the Bible, I guess, huh?
All right. Well, he goes on to say that the key moment that the most transhumanists are looking for is known as the singularity.
Oh.
And that's the moment, of course, when the artificial intelligence will actually surpass human intelligence and a massive technology chain reaction will be triggered. And at that time, most transhumanists believe that the biological intelligence will merge with non-biological intelligence and humanity will become vastly more intelligent than it is today.
Yeah.
And during this transition, society will be fundamentally transformed. Wow. Okay.
You know, I think it's interesting that they call it artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I say demonic intelligence, don't you?
Well, I would agree.
Yeah. Well, anyway, movies and TV programs have been actually gearing up the human race for years as a future possibility, you know? I think you remember this.
I did.
The $6 Million Man.
I watched it every week.
And wasn't there even a remake of that too, I think?
There might have been. Probably would.
Yeah. And then I never watched it, but I hear like RoboCop was something like that.
I think I remember that.
The Bionic Woman, of course, everyone.
Yeah,
all of,
that was after know, the
all
6
females
million.
Wanted to be like
sure.
The Bionic Woman.
That was only fair, right?
Yeah, and we don't even need to get into the superhuman characters depicted everywhere like Superman, Incredible Hulk. And
sure. Watched them all.
And I think there was a movie that just came out last year.
Last year called Transcendence. Again, another socially engineering tool to give people little slices of the futuristic ideology of transhumanism. And so if people aren't grounded in the word about, you know, this is the oldest lie back in Genesis 3:5 where Satan said, you will be like God. You know, that's the goal is to upgrade your DNA and become like God. So, yeah, that's what Hollywood does. And just like, Sorry.
Yeah, well, I know I just want to add to that I feel bad because it seems like our youth, especially the young boys, mm-hmm. are really going to all these movies because it's fast, action-packed, and brings in this thought.
Right.
And they're manipulating their minds at an early age.
Right. Yeah, and that's what Hollywood does. Mm-hmm. Just like in the E.T. movie, they gear you up for the alien visitation, right?
You know, I remember seeing that movie and thinking, oh, I felt so sorry for that little alien.
Yeah, he was a cute little guy,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But that's what I mean, you know? And then these kids that saw that, if a demon comes into their room and it looks like E.T., mm-hmm. they're going to go right along with it. They will go right along. And that's again, you have to look behind things.
The motive.
And the agenda behind it.
Well, that's what they call transhumanism. And how would we define that today if we could get a definition of transhumanism?
Well, first of all, it's the belief mm-hmm. or theory that the human race can evolve beyond its current physical and mental limitation. And, you know, we see that evolve being evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And people are used to that. Okay, we can keep evolving.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and especially by means of science and technology to become more than just human, ultimately like a god, like we just said.
Mm-hmm. And like in the Genesis account, the Nephilim, meaning fallen ones, as they did,
yes.
and producing the giants and
mm-hmm. as we said,
their descendants and having different DNA than the original normal people
that God created.
Right.
Right.
And so today, scientists are using technology, but do you think it could change one's DNA?
Well, absolutely, you know, because it starts out, again, as we said, looking like a good thing, you know, fix diseases and all that stuff. But as frequently occurs, it's that slippery slope, and that's what Satan wants Because once the DNA is changed, he's gotcha.
And that kind of dovetails with the Revelation 13 mark of the beast, where people would be willing to take that mark, you know, as a maybe the sale or goods is going to be, hey, this will upgrade your DNA, it'll fix everything that you got wrong with you, it'll take mm-hmm. care of your bank records and everything else, your medical records, etc.
That's right. And let me add, too, before we go to a song, that along with that mark of Revelation 13, they will have to agree to worship the beast. That is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they will. They will sell their souls. And that's not that even hard to even believe will happen, because people are selling their souls right now and openly doing it. I've been listening to some interviews of Hollywood stars and that. I think of that Bob Dylan.
Okay,
he came right out and said, I sold my soul.
Wow.
For fame. And they all do it if they want fame. And if they don't sell their soul, in other words, they don't sign this contract. And I've been told they even have to sign it in their own blood, like get blood from their finger.
Hmm.
And yeah, that's what I heard. Now, I don't know if this is all true, but it would make sense to me anyway, because I've been reading so much about this stuff. So they are actually saying, okay, I do. I want the fame. I want the fortune. I want all that. And, you know, they don't know the Lord anyway.
Well, Satan's game plan is the pride of life, right? The lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So mm-hmm. if he can get someone in that manner.
And I think that's what happened to Katy Perry as well, because she came from a Christian home. And it's very sad to see that she did it as well. And it's obvious, because the thing about it is, if you're a big star anymore,
mm-hmm.
you are part of this, what they call the Illuminati Hollywood group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're famous, then you had to go along with it.
Right.
Because if you don't, then you won't be famous anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't give you roles. They won't give you jobs.
Right.
And that'll be it. It's really, really amazing. So with that, we're going to take a little break, because we have a great song. Just to give us a few minutes from talking, I guess. And it is Soon and Very Soon.
By Brenda Fossey.
By Brenda Fossey. I play every once in a while, and it's one of my favorites. So we'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon.
We are going
to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You and me.
Yeah, baby.
I see a light. It shines bright. I am going to see my King. I am going to see my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am going to see my King.
Welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. And again, that song was Soon and Very Soon, little reggae style, little, did it make you think you were in Jamaica there for a while?
Yeah, I was ready for the steel drums there.
That was by Brenda Fossey. It's one of my favorites. I just think it's just a sweet song.
And would you like Sheila to speak at your church or group or have a question? Maybe you'd like to email her, sheila@shofarministries.net, or just call the office, 440-834-9006. And again, please pray about helping sponsor the Shofar Ministries Hour.
Yes, please do pray about that. And be sure to check out the webpage. All newsletters and previous radio shows are archived. And you may order teaching DVDs as well.
And the lines are open. The number for your end-time question.
Right here tonight, the number is
888-677-WORD-9673.
Yeah, it's different than the office number.
Right.
Right now, during the program.
Correct.
888-677-WORD.
And as a reminder, your donations are tax deductible and very vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry.
And that's pretty amazing because I'm waiting to be hit with, you can't say that and be tax deductible, and in that case we wouldn't be anymore. So get your donation in now. Because I don't know how long we're going to keep it. But anyway, you can use PayPal on our webpage as well. Or send, in fact, it's any credit card, I'm sorry. Or send your gift to Shofar Ministries Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. All donations automatically put you on my informative newsletter. So include your email address as well. And your regular mail address if you desire it sent that way. Either way, we hope you will forward it and share it with others.
And as a reminder, Shofar Ministries meets the first Friday of every month at Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, Route 306 in Chesterland.
Yes, we do. And please tell a friend about this end of days ministry because referrals are always a good thing. Okay, let us continue.
Well, you were going to bring up a little bit about maybe movies or something. I think we were talking during the break.
Were we? How quick I forget, huh?
Yeah.
What movies?
And TV programs.
Oh, I think I already did that, didn't I?
I think maybe we did. Yeah, we did.
Oh, this is too funny.
Sorry.
Take a break and we forget where we're at, right?
Sure.
But that's okay. It's what a live show is all about.
So I got a question here. So could do you think that that whole slippery slope that we were talking about, how the DNA changing and so on and so forth, could lead into why the unsaved tribulation people who may take the mark, do you think that that could probably be a, like an RFID chip? And do you think, well, of course,
well,
the scriptures talk about how that would eliminate their chance of salvation.
Absolutely, because, again, as I think I already mentioned, I'll say it again because it's really important. That along with that chip, they will have to agree to worship the beast. And that's why people today, they say, well, I'm not going to take that card because there's a indented chip in there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's, you know, the mark. And I go, no, it's not.
And some Bibles talk about on too, right?
So about what?
Some use the word in, but some use the word on. In the right hand or forehead. So,
well, the Greek word is epi.
Okay.
And it usually means on, but it can mean in, depending.
Okay.
You know, so it's one of those. It has a wide variety.
I've heard there's even some ink that's detectable or whatever that they can use on. You know what I mean?
Possibly. Who knows?
But then I've also heard RFID.
Yes.
Under skin.
That seems to make the most sense to me because it can have all our information, not ours because we won't be here,
mm-hmm.
but all their information on there.
Right.
You know? So in other words, if they decide, okay, I'm not going to worship the beast anymore, well, then they can just shut off the chip and they won't be able to buy or sell and, you know, they'll know everything about you. And that seems to make a lot of sense to me because people are already getting the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's patients are getting it. Animals have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty acceptable already. Mm-hmm. And they think it's a good thing. Because if Uncle Joe gets lost, because he's got Alzheimer's, they can find him.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always a selling point.
You betcha. Yeah. But anyway, transhumanism is a form of utopianism, or the belief that human beings can, again, evolve themselves and create a heaven on Earth. And they might think it could happen on other planets as well. I've heard talk about them going to Jupiter. But they want a more abundant life. But without Christ, you know, we do have an abundant life. It's too bad they don't know that.
Instead of humanism and the worship of oneself.
Yeah. Eventually, again, they're going to have to worship Satan over their self.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, if you are not worshiping Jesus anyway, you are already worshiping Satan, don't you think?
It's all the same in the end.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm not worshiping Satan. I'm just not following Jesus Christ. Well, I got news for you. If you're not following Jesus Christ, you are following Satan. And when I tell people that, it's like a reality check. I don't think they really believe me, but mm-hmm. that is the truth,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, okay, transhumanism is a doctrine of devils. That's simple. For it contradicts the Bible when it assumes that humanity is completely sovereign and capable of self-directed change without the need for God.
And Jeremiah 17:19, the heart is desperately wicked.
True. It really is, especially if you're not righteous. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But like any other cultural movement, there are subsets of thought under the transhumanist tent. Subsets. Some have admirable, I always have a hard time with that word, admirable motivations. Like we already said, like to reduce suffering or improve the quality of life. And you know what? We're okay with some of that. Like many are getting fake knees and hips. You know, that really helps a lot. But they don't have computer chips in them. But I think it did press the start button to a certain mindset, don't you? Kind of like...
It starts that slippery slope, you know.
Emerges, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then... it's taken to extremes. It becomes a pursuit of definitely immortality. Everybody wants immortality. It's kind of an escape from the moral boundaries that we're supposed to have. And, you know, actually, it's a form of religion.
It is.
In and of itself.
Yeah. And the ultimate redemption of mankind is accomplished, of course, by Jesus alone, not by technology.
Absolutely. And, of course, we know that by Revelation 21.
Mm-hmm.
But God is sovereign over us. We are not sovereign over ourselves to change ourselves in any way, you know, that we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, changing our gender, which, by the way, some schools have told students they can be whatever gender they want and even change it.
Yeah, I guess there's even co-ed bathrooms, huh?
Yeah. I mean, this gender changing is purely satanic, and his evil spirits have invaded the minds of most of the population today, even children. And actually, to even think about teachers telling students in school that you can change your gender, that is just so against God. That's so awful. Don't you think that's awful?
Well, I think ultimately their goal is recreating themselves by usurping God.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I also think that Satan has their minds deceived into making them think, like if you're a boy, you think that you want to be a girl. The enemy is getting so strong out there, and if these kids are not in the Bible at all, which sometimes even Christian parents aren't getting their kids in the Bible, well, then they're going to be deceived. It's just part of it these last days. It really is.
And of course, there's many things competing for people's time, and you've got lots of technology and gadgets and programs and television and mm-hmm. you know, all the media. It's just all kinds of different things bombarding people's time.
I know.
And to
you know, sit down and focus on the word, it sometimes is a challenge for a lot of people, time-wise. I mean, just... Yeah.
Have you ever even put thought to the notion of living in the pioneer days?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know it would probably be hard work, but I don't know. I think at night it would just be so calm when you sit down and relax. And
I think of, you know, the reruns of Little House on the Prairie, for example.
I know.
You know, it seems kind of, on at least on the television, more simple.
Yeah. Well, you know, we live near the Amish.
Right.
And they work really hard, but they don't have all those gadgets. Although it's pretty interesting because if they have a business, they are allowed. They have phones now. So it's pretty amazing. But anyway, we better get back to the main topic or we're going to run out of time.
Sure.
But ultimately, the goal is to recreate themselves.
Right.
Like you said, usurping God.
Mm-hmm.
And they could achieve that by reversing the aging process. They would think that in their mind for sure. And maybe they will tell those who take the mark, like we said, that they could reverse their aging. So, in other words, the same old lie, different package, as we said, and you can become gods.
Genesis 3:5.
Yeah. Immortality and knowledge. You know, what's amazing is that Adam and Eve already had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they walked with God. They were very smart and would have probably lived forever. Still, Eve was deceived. That's interesting because Adam wasn't. 1 Timothy 2:14 is very specific that Adam was not deceived. So obviously, he loved Eve so much that he was willing to die for her and with her. Great typology here because Jesus loved the world so much that he was willing to die for us as well.
Wow, and I guess that's why Jesus is called the second Adam then.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's another picture in that Eve was taken from Adam's side. And Jesus' side was cut open and birthed his bride as well.
So,
I love typology, by the way.
Right.
There's quite a bit in the Bible. Now, except for the tribulation saints, of course... I actually believe that the unrighteous will be so deceived, they'll not have to be forced probably to take that mark, take the mark or take the chip, and instead probably will desire to take it, just like Eve desired to take the fruit.
Right, and in Revelation 13, verses 15 and 16, 17 states that as well as... No one will be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark, either in the name or the number of the beast. And I say it again, most, including myself, are now pretty convinced that the mark will either be under the skin as an RFID, because it makes sense, you know, with the technology today, that you could have all of one's records on this chip. If you don't adhere to the rules, you know, they, like you said earlier, you know, they'll just turn it off.
So they can't use it.
Right.
Well, I must tell you that along with agreeing to get the chip, again, I think it's important to know that you will have to worship the Antichrist, which is why so many tribulation saints will be beheaded in Revelation 24, 20 verse 4, I should say.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, the transhumanist agenda serves as a reminder of what the human race is without the blood of Jesus. And that is an enemy of God. And again, the proponents of transhumanism are saying the same thing that Satan said to Eve. Immortality, knowledge to be like God, and people are being fed that today.
Same lie.
That's right.
And I think Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, talks about the lawlessness, which I think you taught me well that that means Biblelessness.
Well, to me it does because the law is just a synonym for the Torah.
Right.
That was what the Torah.
The law.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have Torahlessness,
you'd be lawlessness.
To us, right. It would be Biblelessness.
Okay.
Yeah. Because to us, that would be the whole Bible. They only had the Torah in the beginning. But so, yeah, and that makes sense because people without the Bible are going to be deceived.
And certainly it's important to know what's coming down the pike. The prophecies are being fulfilled at a rapid rate right now. And we can see that in these last of days that, that things are unfolding right before our very eyes.
It's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, the transhumanist agenda is infiltrating everywhere. And there are scores of videos out there, really, both for it and against this manipulation. But you really only need to see a few of them just to get some education and to have a stirring in your soul that Daniel 12:4 is more true than we ever thought could be.
And it says that knowledge would increase in these last days. And, you know, we could say secularly and biblically, because I think a lot of what we're understanding technology-wise, obviously, you know, we've seen a vast growth
everywhere.
In our lifetime, we've seen lots of inventions and things that we could have never imagined 20, 30 years ago.
I know, absolutely not.
And then biblically, I think we can say that God has revealed these end days prophecies to a great number of Bible leaders in the church today that are unveiling some of the end time game.
And it's because the Holy Spirit has saved
the
best for last.
he's really shown us things, and it's kind of interesting because I bet you if you were to go back a couple hundred years from ago, people wouldn't have understood some of this.
Oh, absolutely right. In fact, that's part of the vision that Daniel had.
Right.
Seal it up because no one's going to get it yet.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, Kent, I have a great synopsis of
right.
how knowledge has increased. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
It's really kind of cool. Okay. If you look all the way back to Solomon's days.
All right.
He traveled at the speed of horseback. He communicated by a foot messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing came through their own agriculture.
Right.
Now, if you move up 3,000 years later.
Okay.
To the time of Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
Hmm.
3,000 years later, they were doing the same thing.
That's a good point. So if you were to graph that, it would be a straight line,
absolutely.
Horizontal line, right?
Really, it would.
Okay.
But then, just 150 years later, like about right now.
Okay.
Look at where we are.
Technology-wise, knowledge-wise, things are. What do they say? Knowledge is doubling every so many months.
Oh, I know.
And it's exponential.
It's going through the roof, they say.
It's going straight up. So horizontal line, and then in the last 150 years or so, we've seen a graph just start shooting straight up to the ceiling.
I think you should make a graph like that. You're really good
at
graphs.
I like graphs. Yeah.
I think you should do that. We'll show it at the next thing. Well, anyway, they are already using robots as servants. I mean, you've seen that and have placed or about to place computer nanochips in brains. Downloaded with all the world's information, or should I say only the information that they would want you to know. But just like, for instance, we type in a subject and it goes right to that topic on our computer screen.
And that's, you know, what your brains will be able to do if you just think it. Pow, there it is in your mind.
That's right. One expert called it a gateway to the clouds because, well, this one video I saw, there's like an outlet in the side of this guy's head. I don't know if you saw that picture or not, but then he would plug in certain receptacles for certain abilities and knowledge.
Well, I think I've heard some commentary about this topic, is that if, say, you don't know a certain, say you don't know how to play the piano, okay, you could get a download and they would program you so you would know how to play the piano.
There you go.
Or
there you go.
Say there's a certain disease that you're combating. They could update that DNA and the cell.
Absolutely.
This is all getting the lie,
yeah.
But this is the selling point that they'll sell people on
right.
with the idea that this would do that sort of thing.
Knowing when they want to cut the population, they just kind of mess up your brain and you're done.
I mean, I just think that it sounds great on the surface,
mm-hmm.
but as you pointed out, there's an underlying motive behind the thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. And that's Satan's motive behind it, to trap people. And that's what they need to understand, is that.
He's a great deceptor.
This is an in-game ploy to lead as many people to hell as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, I also, when we take a look at what's been done with genetic engineering, for example, cloning.
Oh, like cloning, yeah.
Stem cells.
Makes any organ.
You can make, yeah. And so that you might actually need an upgrade to an organ or something. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know they're doing that. Absolutely. Stem cells, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be long before you can just order what you need. Now, right now, organs are pretty expensive. I think it's like $50,000 if you need a kidney, which kind of takes you back to the capital punishment thing that if they go to guillotines, they'll be able to use those organs and get a lot of money for it. Where right now, if they're, you know, injection is poison through the body, so then they poison the organs, and the electrocution, that actually burns the organs. So I can see where they might go to the guillotines, mm-hmm. which beheadings would be very popular during the tribulation because it says so.
Well, that's scriptural.
Yeah, exactly. So they can get money from selling the organs as well. But I actually saw a video recently where cloned cows are now containing some human DNA inside them. They're slowly checking it out to see it works.
Why would they do that?
It's something to do that then that cow's milk can actually help humans as well in a different way. Like I said, it would take hours and hours to really understand all this stuff.
Right.
And I don't want to do that because that'll take time away from my Bible. But I just want the people to kind of get an idea of what's going on out there.
Right.
But anyhow, there was corrupted flesh in the days of Noah, and it's here again. And you know, Leviticus 19:19 says, you shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. And yet, we're seeing horrific pictures like the one we saw, and that's exactly being done. And even our food is being corrupted, genetically modified. In fact, let me just hopefully have a minute just to say, Monsanto has been given a free pass. And they don't even have to tell us which foods are GMOs, thanks to Congress. But there's actually around 60 other nations in the world that have to have labeling that it's a GMO, but not the United States.
Can you give us a definition of the GMO?
Oh, sure. Genetically modified organisms are created by deliberately changing the genetic makeup of a plant in ways that could have never occurred in nature. They're actually engineered to produce their own pesticides and withstand herbicides that normally would kill them. So the advantage is that certain farmers can still use the herbicides to control the weeds, but it wouldn't hurt the plant, doesn't hurt the plant. And what is really sad is that by changing the plant's DNA, it has been found that it is much less nutritious. Actually, some say zero nutritional value.
But I bet they won't. You think they'll admit to that?
No. No, not yet anyway. But it falls together with everything else because ultimately the elite want to reduce the population as the New World Order's First Commandment says they want to do. And it's written on the Georgia Guidestones that we've talked about often. And again, let me just close with this. We are certainly no experts, people. Please don't, you know, email me and say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about because you're probably right.
I think but the purpose is to kind of bring in the idea that Genesis 3:5 says that you will be like God. And that's the goal of the transhumanism.
That's right.
And the idea that in 2 Thessalonians 2 that talks about if you aren't believing the truth, you're going to agree with the lie.
That's right.
And then, you know, Hosea 4:6 talks about, well, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, if you're not reading the scriptures and knowing what the end game is, guess what? You're going to fall for the lie.
That's right. And we just want to really just bring it out to your attention if you haven't heard about it yet.
And because God is allowing all of this.
Well, yes.
You know, to fulfill his word.
That's right.
That's the goal.
He's in control. He might have Satan be the usurper a little bit right here. Not a little bit, actually a lot on the world. But he's still calling the shots way up there in the pearly gate area.
He's in charge. He is in charge.
That's right. So, precious one, if you are listening out there and you've never made Jesus Lord over your whole life, remember that Christ died for you. And if you would have been the only one, He still would have died for you. He loves us that much. And you know what? He went through hell for us. And today, though, he's standing right now at the door of your heart. And he's knocking and saying, behold, if any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him. So do it quickly. And the ironic blessing is the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next week, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for those who love Jerusalem shall prosper.
And that's not maybe, and that comes from
Psalm 122:6.
That's right. Tune in next week. We'll be here.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.